Yes, yebazi bonyo bana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Uliyo mbutia muri nyariya mukama wafu Yesu.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Ubura mburi butia.
And how is your lives?
Mukama marunji.
Is God good?
Ekisera kyonna.
All the time.
Tuchimanyi mukama wafu marunji.
We know our Lord is good.
Amanya ne dobozi.
And by name and voice.
Omutume Ronald Hope Witness.
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness.
Omune musumba.
Together with Pastor Samuel Newman.
No musumi wa Bible.
And our Bible reader Teacher Jacob.
Tubagala nnyo mwena.
We love you all.
Mulinyera mukama wafu Yesu.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Omwana wa Katonda omulamu.
Son of the living God.
Tusinzira mbuweereza buno.
We base in this ministry.
Mulembo mpya.
The new generation.
Ogulina okumanya Katonda okujjudde.
Which has the full knowledge of God.
Okwongera nati okutuusaako.
To move on, reach unto you.
Okwanukula kwa Katonda eri ensi.
The answering of God to the world.
Lwaki waliwo emitawaana mingi.
Why there are many troubles.
Bukyanga omwaka biri abiri gutandika.
Ever since the year 2020 began.
In proper phase ya kubiri.
This we see the second phase.
Okwanukula kwa Katonda eri ensi.
The answering of God to the world.
Lwaki waliwo emitawaana mingi.
Why there are many troubles.
Bukyanga omwaka biri abiri gutandika.
Ever since the year 2020 began.
Yes, yebazi bwenyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Mutuletira answers enyingi za Katonda.
Bring the many answers of God.
Ziri wansi omutu okugamba.
Those under the heading saying.
Obunabbi bwa Katonda obuli mu Bible.
That God's biblical prophecies.
Butuukiridde.
They have come to pass.
Kiki ekiddako.
What is next?
Yes, yebazi bwenyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Era nga tukyagenda maaso.
And we are still moving on.
Ne summary C.
With summary C.
Phase 2.
Phase 2 of the answering of God to the world. Why there are many troubles.
Because
since the 2020 began.
Part 7B5.
And we are looking to part 7B5.
Mwatuli ngatunga mwatuli mukusamarizingira.
Where we are summarizing.
Ebiri musara.
Things in the prayer to be given.
Mufunzi.
In the summary.
Ngatulaba. Ebintu bisatu ebikuru.
We see three major things.
Bitwetaaga musala y'okuweebwa.
Those we need in the prayer to be given.
Era singa tubeera tumaze okufuna ebyo.
And if we've gotten those.
Ebirala byonna bitwetaaga mu bulamu buno.
All the rest we need in this life.
Kuweereza Katonda.
In serving God.
Ne mu kwongera okumutegeera.
And in moving to understand Him.
Ebyo byonna tuba tumaze okubifuna.
All those we've already gotten them.
Singa tufuna omwoyo omutukuvu mu bujjuvu bwe.
If we get the Holy Spirit in His fullness.
Gimyo omusanvu egya Katonda.
There are the seven spirits of God.
Nga bwe twasooka okuwulira.
As we first heard.
Era ne tufuna ebibinja bya malayika omusanvu.
And we get the seven groups of angels.
Ebikolera wansi w'emyoyo omusanvu egya Katonda.
Those which work under the seven spirits of God.
Amaaso ga Katonda omusanvu.
The seven eyes of God.
Olwo nno we tubafuna abo.
Those when we got them.
Okuweereza nabo n'okutuweereza.
To serve with them and they to serve us.
Tumaliriza nga tulina byonna.
We end up having all.
Era bwe tumala okufuna.
And after we get.
Ebirabo byaffe eby'omwoyo.
Our spiritual gifts.
Awo nno byonna nga bitiridde.
Then all everything is settled.
Kubanga ekirabo.
Because the gifts.
Kubanga eky'omwoyo oba eky'omubiri.
Whether spiritual or physical.
Jinja lya muwendo mungi.
It is a very precious stone.
Era nga agamba.
And he says.
Buli we kituuka kigenda mu maaso n'okuwangula.
Everywhere it reaches it moves on to win and overcome.
Era kigenda mu maaso ekirabo.
And the gift moves on.
Okuteekawo kwegamba okuseguliza.
To open doors and ways for you.
Ne omaliriza nga olina abalangira.
And you end up be with princes.
Si ab'omu nsi bokka.
Not only those of the world.
Naye ab'omu ggulu okusinga ennyo.
But mostly those of heaven.
Be bamalayika.
They are the angels.
Kubanga tumanyi nga ne bamayiko ayitibwa omulangira.
Because we know even Michael the angel is called the prince.
Omuweereza waffe.
Our servant.
Bakerubi.
Yes, the cherubim.
Ebiramu ebina.
The four living creatures.
Abana.
The 24 elders.
Munange n'otula n'abalangira.
And you sit with those princes.
Yes, we was
praise Jesus much.
Amina.
Amen. We thank the Lord. That even today we want to move on summarize for you. Because we know right from 27th October 2019.
We're
reaching the 1st December 2019. God commanded us to pray the four types of prophetic prayers. Those which entered us the year 2020. And he tells us pray for the whole world that he prepares it. For his final work on this planet earth. The revival and restoration of the gospel of salvation. The gospel of the kingdom of God. And the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. As the full light of the word of God is in the old and the new covenants. Now we began on the prophetic prayer of repentance.
Then
we showed you in the summary what had to be done in that repentance. And we began to see the prophetic prayer to be given. And up to now we're still summarizing it. After that, we shall see the prophetic prayer of warfare. Praise Jesus much.
Then we shall
finish the prophetic prayer of fasting and supplication. Praise Jesus much. But we are still moving on. We show you the major things we ask in the prayer to be given. That's why we move on with summary C. Phase 2 of the answering of God to the world. Why there are many troubles ever since the year 2020 began.
Part 7B5.
And we move on to show you. And after we had seen up, we asked the Holy Spirit in His fullness and His works manifesting in our midst to be given all the rest that we need. We began on the angels, the seven groups, and we first explained you all the groups and their responsibilities. And we first finished the group of angels, Michael, those under the spirit of wisdom,
to
protect and defend all those who have the wisdom in the word of God, and to protect, defend the word of God. When we reach the group of angel Gabriel, those responsible to spread all the light which is in the word of God, and to proclaim it to those who need God, even to fight for it. Now we want to see the third group. The group of angels of counsel. The angels of the scales. Those responsible of the times and seasons. Of the holy scriptures. And every word under the sun. Praise Jesus much. We show you the reason why we need them in the prayer. These are angels of the scales. Angels of the times and the seasons. Angels of counsel. Praise Jesus much. Because what we need, whether they are in the holy scriptures, they know those which were, those which are, and those coming. And they are there to move on, remind God. These are prophetic angels. Praise Jesus much. Because they know prophecies which were fulfilled, those not yet, those meant to be fulfilled now, and those fulfilled. And they know all prayers when they are to be fulfilled, even their seasons. If we call those to serve us, because we remember Hebrews chapter 1, verse 13-14, we were told these words. Hebrews chapter 1 from verse 13.
Naye ku malaika ki gwe yali ayogeddeko nti tuula ku mukono gwange ogwa ddyo okutuusa lwe ndifuula abalabe bo entebe y'ebigere byo. Olunyolo 14. Bonna sijja emyoyo egiweereza nga gitumibwa okuweereza olwabo abagenda okusikira obulokozi.
Yes, yabazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Yes, ba malaika bonna abatukuvu.
Yes, all the holy angels.
They are spirits sent. And they go to minister and serve us to inherit salvation.
It's
those who have inherited salvation. That's why in a prayer to be given of prophetic prayer, we
pray
from
27th
October 2019 up to the 1st December 2019. We moved on to pray and ask for the group of angels of counsel, angels of the scales, those of time and seasons, angels, prophetic angels. Praise Jesus much that them to come within this work
to
inherit salvation in this greatest revival, in the restoration of the gospel of salvation, because they know every scripture when it will be fulfilled, even to keep reminding it to God, even to speak to angels responsible for fulfilling them in those days. Because when we heard in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse
1,
we know these angels work under the spirit of counsel, responsible of times and seasons of all things. Let's read, we hear. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 from verse 1.
Buli kintu kirike ntuko zaakyo, na buli kigambo ekiri wansi w'eggulu kirike ekiseera kyakyo.
Praise Jesus much. Everything has its season and every word. That word we speak of, it's what is in the Holy Scriptures. It has its seasons to be fulfilled. Now what God did, He put the angels who work under the spirit of counsel, the angels of the times and seasons, angel of the scales, angel, prophetic angels, to watch over them, that this when will it be fulfilled. All promises of God in the Bible, when will they come to pass? There are those who pray as those prayers are, as those scriptures are, now that they get be fulfilled. These angels are there to see that work, they move on to watch over it, to see that it is fulfilled, to fulfill in the scriptures. That we had in Revelations 1 verse 19, it speaks of those which were, as it says this, Revelations chapter 1 verses
19. N'ebigenda okubaawo oluvannyuma lw'ebyo.
Yes.
Usinga kubikulu lesuleso konyere 19.
According to Revelations chapter 1 verse 19.
Malaika Gabrieli.
Angel Gabriel.
Yayogera nomutume Yokana okubikulirwa.
Apostle John of Revelation.
Namugandi kale wandika byolabye.
He told him the right things which you've seen.
Byolaba.
Which you see.
N'ebyo ebigenda okubeerawo.
And those which are going to be. Now the angels know in those which were, those which are,
and
those coming, those responsible of these scriptures to tell them to us that these are the seasons to be fulfilled. That's why in the second phase of the answering of God to the world, why there are many troubles ever since their 2020 began, the many answers of God, they have come under the heading saying that God's biblical prophecies have come to pass. What is next?
The
angels of counsel are the one who show us the scriptures how they have come to be fulfilled. When they speak this to angel Gabriel,
go
tell the church the scriptures are coming to be fulfilled.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now if we are with those, every word in the Bible, we can see it being fulfilled. Because there's nothing of those which will fail to be fulfilled. It's not that. All things will pass away, but the word of God will never pass away until all of them have been fulfilled. Is there something you've understood? Now there are those who watch over these words. These angels, which scripture has not yet been fulfilled. You know, you see the scriptures. There are those which get fulfilled and they finish. And those which come to pass and they keep being fulfilled, coming to pass. There are those which keep coming to pass. Like those which promised if you seek the kingdom and righteousness, these will be added on you. And to all who come seek for the kingdom and righteousness, adding on them, they keep adding on them. There are scriptures which are going to come in the next seconds, in the next minutes, in the next hours, in the month, in the year, in the years. They are always like that. Because we shall end up with the scriptures of judgment. And they come to pass. Even to be cast in the lake of fire. Then the end of all, the scriptures will take us above the heavens.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much.
So, whatever now
there are angels and it's their work to watch over those.
Yes, but
when we ask them to come in our midst, there's no scripture which can bypass us. You know, there's something you've moved to understand. That these angels have seasons and times. They are of the scales. As you had in Matthew, none of those which would not be revealed. Deuteronomy, though it's a comma, they watch over it. Matthew 5. Matthew 5, verse 17.
Temulowooza nga nti najja okudibya amateeka oba ebyabannabbi. Sajja kudibya, wabula okutuukiriza. Onyole 18. Kubanga mbagamba mazima nti eggulu n'ensi okutuusa lwe biriggwaawo, ennukuta emu newankubadde akatonnyeza akamu, ak'omu mateeka tekaliggwaawo, okutuusa byonna lwe birimala okutuukirira.
Yes!
Ne bweba koma.
Even a koma. A full stop. All scriptures of the laws and the prophets,
even
the apostles of the new covenant, these angels of the scales under the spirit of counsel, that even the dot you take it away, you will see. That's why when you quote scriptures, if there is a comma, you include it.
Stop
if it's included, leave it, for they know it. That's why they hold the scriptures of the Bible, which
seemingly
like inscriptions of people in the world. They are not like inscriptions of people on the world. They are never like that. They have never been near to each other. Because the scribes of the world don't watch over their commas and their full stops in what they have written. But writings of God, where they are included in these angels,
comma, full stop.
Comma, full stop. They watch over them all. All signs you see them in the Bible.
Hey, Uganda wangi.
That's why we asked for them. These are now there. And they are working.
It's
onto all who have decided to move under the word of God. These angels have the scales. We hear them in Revelations. Revelations chapter 11, verse 1 and 2. Revelations chapter 11 from verse 1.
Nempebo olumuli olufanana ng'omuggo. Malaika nga ayogera nti golokoka ogere yekalu ya Katonda n'ekyoto n'abasinzizaamu.
Yes.
Malayika bano babeera n'ebipimo by'ebintu byonna.
Angels have the measurements of all things.
Kati malayika ono w'ebipimo.
Now this angel of the scales.
Asinkana omutume Yokana w'okubikulirwa.
Apostle John of Revelations.
Amuwolugira
ekibukima. A measuring rod. They can calculate the entire city of heaven's Jerusalem. And they measure it and all who occupy it. Even things meant to be ignored. You know, these measurements are so great. You finish those verses. Revelations chapter 11 verse 2.
N'olujja oluli ebweru wa yekaalu luleke ebweru. So tolugera. Kubanga lwaweebwa abamawanga n'ekibuga ekitukuvu bali kirinnyirira emyezi 42.
Yes.
Amugamba kati pima wano.
He said to me, measure here.
Nebano,
even count these.
Naye wali to pima
uli kao. But do not measure the other portion.
N'ensonga eri bweti ne bweti.
The reason is this and that.
Amugamba bayinza okulabirira ebyawandiikibwa mu ngeri zonna.
They can watch over scriptures in all ways.
Okulaba nga bituukirira.
To see that they are fulfilled.
Tewali wadde kakoma ka full stop.
Not even a comma, a full stop. A question mark. Where they asked a question, they have two answers. Where were you when I
answered?
Heavens and earth answers have to come. Where there is a wondering, that being stunned has to be fulfilled. Many wonders are there. From 2020 when it began. Yes.
Kubanga bagenda tukiriza ne bukoma full stop,
question mark, full stop, question tag,
everything.
Every sign that you see written in the Bible. You know, people think this comma is not a writing. It's a writing. But because it's within the signs. It too is a writing, a comma. They would have written the word comma. They would have written full stop. It's a writing.
Question mark.
Question mark. But they use the sign of it. It means a question mark. It's a question meant to be answered that it gets to be fulfilled. Is it not that?
So Zachariah.
Now in Zachariah. Chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. We summarize those speaking of the angels of counsel. Those under the spirit of counsel. The angels of the scales. Those of the times and seasons. Angels who are prophetic. Zechariah chapter 2 from verse 1.
Ne nnyimusa amaaso gange ne ntunuulira era laba omuntu ng'alina omugwa ogugera mu ngalo ze. Olunya olwokubiri ne njogera nti ogenda waggwe n'aŋŋamba nti okugera Yerusaalemi ndaba obugazi bwakyo bwe buli n'obuwanvu bwakyo bwe buli.
Yes.
Basobola okugera babeera n'emiguwa kimu ky'omanyi ekikozesebwa okupima.
Angels can measure and they have everything used to measure.
Era tubamanyi be bamu ku bakola ku by'obusawo.
And we know there are those who work under the mission of doctors.
Mu bwakabaka bwa Katonda.
In the kingdom of God.
Bino be tusaba okuwonyezebwa endwadde
ebiki. To be healed of diseases and sickness.
Balimu babeera n'ebyuma
gadgets. They have all form of gadgets.
Oyina musujja ne bajja ne bakuteeka ka akantu ne bakunuunamu.
They come put a gadget on you and heal you of it.
Anaki. Naye.
But.
Murugendo lw'eggulu eyi tulina yetubasomera ebibinja bamalayika omusanvu.
In the journey of heavens we have where we started them seven groups of angels.
Kale n'olyoka nno obannyonnyoka okunnyonnyoka kwonna.
And then you get all form of explanation about them. even their work in the breadth. But here we pass through in the summary as we enter that prayer. Because there are some of the things within the revival. Because you two never knew of angels to work with. Yet they work with apostles. And they also work with prophets. We too have to work with them. But for that forgetting, that's where God reminded us today in the name of the Lord Jesus.
So, still
we shall need the group of angel Abaddon of the chains, those under the spirit of power, to binding demons, to killing the device in the plans of the crafty.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Much. The fourth group that we need, the group of angel Abaddon, those of the chains, they work under the spirit of power to binding demons in the bottomless pit, hell, the prison of God, even killing the plans of the crafty, not to allow them fulfill what they have planned. Example, like you see there, 2020 ever since it began, the prophecy released on the 31st December 2019, it told us that 2020 will not be a joking year. It's never been under the sun. Satan is to launch within it his most evil extreme works, including dangerous diseases. But God is to raise a standard that he can kill those schemes and devices.
It
means he has to send within it the group of angels of power, angel Abaddon of the chains, the angel of death and hell. They work under the spirit of power, can kill the plans of the crafty, the Satan's schemes.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We first heard in Job chapter 5, verses 12 and to 13. And he says like
this.
Job chapter 5, verses 12.
Olekuminesatu, akwa sabagezi olukweruwa webo, nukutesa kwa vechejo kumenye keradala.
Ati nkweza abagiri ingitanya.
He kills the plans of the crafty.
Na hata baganya kutuki izi batisiza.
It does not help them fulfill what they have planned.
Na akwa sabagezi gezi olukweruwa webo.
It makes the wise their plans fall upon them. Now schemes begin with Satan. Satan enters them in children of men who decide to follow him. But God, it is to kill plans of the crafty, to beginning from those of Satan. He sends the army of angels of the chains, the angels of death and hell, who work under the spirit of power, to be able to kill the plans of the crafty. We know of it. If you read 2 Corinthians chapter 2, in the verse 11, schemes began with Satan himself. Let us read, we hear.
2
Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11.
Setani alemengo kutwe kulumbalizako. Kubanga tetuli inga watategera nkweze.
Setani alemengo kutwe kulumbalizako.
Satan should not take advantage of us.
Kubanga tuli inga watategera nkweze.
For we're not like those who are ignorant of his schemes. And we know there is somewhere in the journey of heaven where we were revealed Satan's schemes unto God and unto the church.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Niwe tumara okuba nga nafe Katonda azitubikuliddeko.
After we to God has revealed them to us.
Tutegera nti Satani.
We understand that Satan.
Emizimuje.
And his demons.
Beba malaika abagwa.
They are the fallen angels.
Beba kulembeddemu enkwe zino.
The one who is blading this game.
Beziba za kutibwa.
If they are to be killed.
Tulinasoka ne tukwata. Abavunanyizibwa ku nkwezo.
We have to capture those responsible of this king.
Basibibwa.
And they are bound.
Kubanga ayogera mata Yesu le yekomine.
Because it speaks in the Matthew 12.
Olunyulwa bimwo mwenda.
Verses 29.
Atasobola kuyingira mu nyumba yowa man.
You can't enter a strong man's house.
No, no, no,
and you destroy his works.
Uja kongo sisi no kwata no simu wa man.
First captured and bound the strong man.
Ati gwesoko somu kunyorora.
You first read that verse you see.
Wachirabya masoba.
It is very clear.
Yes.
Bataye sule ye 12 n'olunyiriri olwabiri mu omwenda.
Matthew 12 verse 29.
Obo omuntu ayiza atyo kuyingira mu njwe y'omuntu ow'amaanyi nayo none ebintu bye wabula ng'asoose okusiba ow'amaanyi oli.
Yes. Omuntu ayinza atyo kuyingira mu nyumba y'ow'amaanyi.
How can one enter a strong man's house
nayo none ebintu bye
and destroy his works?
Okujja ngasusunwa kwatu wa amani oli.
Except he first captured the strong man.
Na musiba.
And bound him. Now it is like this.
Katunda tulaze mu Yobu.
God assured us in Job.
Esuli yokutano 12 pa 16.
Chapter 5 verse 12 to 13.
Ndiate nkweza abagiri
mitanya. That he kills the schemes of the crafty.
Atabaganya kutukiza ibaku that is is.
But allow them to fulfill what they plan.
Na bakwasolu kweru abwe.
Makes their schemes fall upon them.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus, man.
Name I think them bakoli se chokubire sura eyo kubiri.
Entered in 2 Corinthians chapter 2.
Onyule 11
verse 11.
Kama tulinga abatamanyi kweza Satan.
We know like those ignorant of Satan's schemes.
That is anti Satan on.
And he said this Satan.
Ya kulembera mu kwezo na.
He leads all schemes.
Izokuzikiriza abantu abana bakatunda.
Destroying the children of God.
Na abantu bakatunda.
And the people of God.
Uchitegide.
You've understood it.
Katulukwa Satan ya kulembera mu emirimu eje
bichamu. The one living in those evil works.
Ngao kuchusa injili yo bwakabaka bwakatono obutukira.
Changing the gospel of the kingdom of God in the kingdom of heaven.
Kuleta injili yebyenfuna byeseno.
Bringing the gospel of material gains of the world.
Kuchusa omoyo omutukuvu.
Changing the Holy Spirit.
Kuleta omuzimu omutukuvu.
That Holy Ghost.
Kuchusa ba Kristo mutufu.
Changing the rightful Christ.
Kigambo cha Katonda.
The word of God.
Kuleta ba kwisa bo bulimba.
Bring the false Christ.
Bumba nyanti yabi kulembera mu Satani huyo.
You know Satan is the one leading in that.
Nemi zimuje ba malaika abagwa.
Demons the fallen angels.
Na mumanya ateki dwo kusoka ba kwati tusibe. Satani nemi zimuje.
How first capture and bind Satan and his demons.
Kati yao.
Now there.
Wetu manyina ndi wetu ba kola revival.
Is where we know if you to make revival.
Ejire ba malaika benje kire ba ino kuba mu
limuguno. Of angels of chains were to be involved in this work.
Tuingira mukusabuku.
And we enter into that prayer.
Ninacho olengera.
Is there something you see?
Ntibas urukwa tugenda kuonona emirimu ya Satan jonna.
Because we are to spoil all works of Satan.
Emibija yakoze wansi wenjuba.
All evil works is done under the sun.
Kakati tubatu nino kusoka ntwanizo jira malaika bageno tuyamba ko kusiba.
We have to first welcome enemy of angels to help us bind.
Uchilingede
musumba. You see that very.
Wanga Satan we yaje okulumba.
For Satan when he came to attack.
Yaje kulumba fa bakwata amateka ga Katonda.
Came to attack us obey the commands of God.
Nobujwa bwa Kristo yendagane mpya.
Testimony of Christ the New Testament.
Abakwata amateka ga Katonda yendagane kadde.
Hold on the commands of God.
Nobujwa bwa Kristo.
In the testimony of Christ.
Naibu yali atulumba atulumba ne ba malaika ba abagwa je mizimu.
Attacked us with his fallen angels the demons.
Ne batandiko kokole nkwezi chusa chuse bintu.
And they began to make schemes changing of things.
Ebyenda kana mpya enkadde nempya
old and the new covenant
katwe tuba bakusanya mwejo
if you to destroy those works
that we know so kabakwati webasibwe
they have to be first captured and get bound. Let us read we here
kobikulirwe sura ye 12 nyiro 17
okubikulirwe sura ye 12 no runyiriri olwe 17
Revelation chapter 12 verse 17
ogusota negusungu walire omukazi nekugenda okulwana nabo muzadde lye abasigalawo abakwata ebiragiro bya Katonda era balina okutegeeza kwa Yesu.
Eyo gusota Satani.
Now the dragon Satan
negusungwalira omukazi.
He got enraged over a woman.
Omanyigwa anyigira Maria mbiro biryeri.
Got angered over Mary in those days.
Urokuzala omulokozi munsi.
For birthing a savior in the world.
Utaone lubeerawo lwamanyi.
And the war was great there.
Murokozi agenze Misri yano mu Africa.
Savior is gone in Egypt in Africa.
And the drop
cone as it best in Herald. He's died there.
The son
has gone back to Israel. Salvation has begun. The dragon has tried there. The Savior to deny saving us. That he said the cup by pass be taken from him.
He
said, not as I will, but as the will of you.
God.
We've gotten salvation. Savior is taken in heaven. One who birthed him on the world remained on the world. They begin to persecute her.
We wow.
Yes.
Omutume Yokano
the Apostle John of Revelation.
Adukana ikazinga kepatume.
Flees with her to the island of Portsmouth.
Abuzibwao mtaru ya atwalibwa muguru.
Is taken away into heaven.
We wow.
Thus, in the place she was put to go and rest. Dragon said, if I dare see anyone who holds the commands of the all covenants,
who keeps the
testimony of Christ, the New Testament, if they dare do things there, I attack such. For if those are the schemes you have, we too first call the army which will bind you. Bind you and your fallen angels, the demons.
No,
we go and hear always.
Matthew 18:18.
And we are told like this.
Matthew 18:18.
Yes. So what we bind on earth, it will be bound in heaven. What we lose, it will be lost. But the question is, if I capture a demon, bind it on this world. Even in heavens, is it there that they're going to bind it from there? What are they trying to mean? That we are on this world in a prayer to command the binding. The binding demons. Those are the fallen angels. But those who fulfill that binding, they are the angels of the chains. Those angels of Abaddon. Now we relate and work with heaven. We work with angels who are in heaven.
How
are fellow workers with them?
It's
something you've moved to understand. Those who initially read Matthew 18:18.
See
what you bind on earth will be born. Now prayer begins. Lord, I bind a demon.
You
bind it even in heavens. Heaven, a demon is not there.
Satan's
demons were fallen angels, they chased them from there. But that language was saying, what you will bind here on this world, the angels who are in heavens are the ones to fulfill the binding. For we have a way to not have no a way to bind them. Now you go and say, we bind in faith. You bound it with which ropes? Which chain did you bind in that faith? And you are binding it. But pastor, you know, faith without works is dead faith. But faith with dead works, it's also dead faith. Wrong works? It's very dead. Now, if you say you want to go to the star, and you say, let me pass through the ground, you have a serious problem.
That
action is wrong. It cannot make you reach the stars. You have to move ascent into the sky.
Mm.
Yes.
toyinza kuwata mu luguudo olulala ng'olina gy'olaga walala.
Cannot head on to another way.
Ekyo kinaakutuusa
gy'olaga. There is another destination you want to reach and you think you will reach that destination. It is impossible.
Waliwo okukkiriza bamulokole kwe tubadde tutambulako.
There is a faith born again I've been moving by. It's not right for
people
because of wrong actions.
And yes,
you read, yes, what which are bind. But this way of binding, they find us binding the demon by faith. And the actions are wrong. Because Apostle John of Revelation said he saw an angel with a big chain, the key of the bottomless pit, and he caught the dragon. He bound it. Have you understood it? Why not Apostle John? He got the dragon by himself and he bound it. You read Revelations, we see. Revelations chapter 20, verses 1.
Nenda ba malaika anga kokuva muguru. Ngaline kisumuruze ekyobunnyo obutakoma. N'olujegero olunene mu mukono gwe. Olunnyo olwokubiri. N'akwata ogusota. Omusota ogwedda. Ye muli olyomi. Era Setaani. N'agusibira emyaka 10.
Yes.
Kakati nabako.
Now you see. He saw an angel of the bottomless pit.
It
has a big chain. Born again, if you're going to be binding, if like those your days have been, your days of ignorance. Now you've had a chain to which size?
But
this is an angel here. He had a big chain and Apostle John saw it. He said when they are binding, they have chains with themselves. And many times, going to bind, and the one you are binding is a strong man as we've heard. Matthew 12:29. Can't enter a strong man's house.
No,
destroy his works. Captured and bound him fast. The strong man. Bind him with usual ropes. Or you bind him with a rubber.
Oh.
He tears it and runs, flees away. Now born again. If you've not sent angels who have the big chains, what have you been binding with all along? Because if in chasing, we saw you fail on it. When we reached onto binding, the men who are in the wisdom of God, that in the words, as Apostle John told us in Revelation chapter 20, verses 1 and 2, he saw with himself an angel of the bottomless pit.
He
has a big chain. And the key of that bottomless pit. Captured the dragon, bound it for 1,000 years.
Now
you, when you bind for how many years? Because the other chain holds a guarantee. 1,000 years, it will no more be able to bind. There he needs to be given another. Don't bind something which does not fight by itself to resist the binding. You know when they imprison in the prison,
and
they have ropes to bind, tied
to
it. The more you begin to resist the binding, you see one hand is loosed from the ropes. Born again, when you reached binding demons. Others sent them into the deserts. When we shall reach prayer of warfare, you will see. We do not send demons to the deserts. Jesus said when they go to the deserts, they get back. And still you send them in the deserts.
So twasaba ekibinja kino ekya malaika ekyokuna.
We asked for this fourth group of angels.
Ekyaba malaika Abaddon.
Of angels Abaddon.
Malaika b'enjigiri.
Angels of the chains.
Malaika b'okufa n'amagombe.
Angels of death and hell.
Okusobola okutta enkwe z'abagere.
To be able to kill the plants of the crafty.
Bakola wansi w'omwoyo w'amaanyi.
They work under the spirit of power.
And
ability. It's with them to bind the demons. As we are in the office of commanding in the spirit of, by the spirit of the Lord. As the scriptures are. And they fulfill them. And if you see in Revelation chapter 9, verse 11, they show us angel Abaddon who leads the angels of the chains. He captures and binds. Doesn't bind within the deserts. No. Jesus said they run away from the deserts. He doesn't send them in the ocean. No. You first read there we hear. Revelations chapter 9 verse 11.
Erinya mulebulania Abaddoni. Nemulionani aine erinya Apoloni.
Yes. Angel of the bottomless pits. His name is Abaddon. Usually meaneth death or hell. As they are in Revelation chapter 6. From verse 7 unto
8.
Revelation chapter 6 from verse 7.
Bwe yabembula akabonero akokuna, ne mpulira eddoboozi ery'ekiramu ekyokuna nga kyogera nti jangu. Olunya olw'omunaana, ne ndaba era laba, embalasi eya kyenvu n'eyali atuddeko erinnya lye kufa, ne magombe n'agenda naye.
Yes.
Kakati bayita babiri.
Now these two move together.
Magombe yayitibwa obunnya obutakoma.
The one of hell is the angel of the bottomless pit.
Abaddon origino.
If the original Abaddon.
N'ekibinja kyebakola eri mu bunnya obutakoma mu kkomera lya Katonda.
Group they work in the bottomless pit in the prison of God.
Yabasibira sitani n'emizimu gye bamalayika abaagwa.
Where they bound Satan and his demons, the fallen angels.
Awo ntulyoka tujja tusaanyawo emirimu gyabwe emibi gye baakola nga basibe.
Then we come to destroy their evil works they worked. As they are bound. Now these angels of death. They can very well come check spirits from their bodies like King Herod. He
who
seeks to destroy the Savior. Maybe to hinder field things they had planned. That they act and do trickery to fail. The preparations of the evil Satan.
There
are things we move to understand. Why we asked and why we move on to ask for that amen. The angels of the fourth group. Those of the chains. Because we have to bind a number of demons. You know what it means? To spoil the work of a person. Imagine a strong man and still there.
Those
are the ones it resumes to put in place and do more wild works.
Now
a wise approach of God. To first bind the one responsible of those works. That's why church. When you arise that you claim you've come in revival. And you order correct what Satan has wasted in the world.
Before
you bind his demons which do that. You
two
they end up when they have captured you. You two, they make you get corrupted. For what you've done, they are the ones they resume to waste out.
Basingane nyumba ngojeze
burundi. They find you have swept the house very well.
Gubadde muzimu gumune gunonaya abalala musambu abazibu.
There has been one demon that goes for other seven wild colleagues, evil colleagues of its. And they come back, do more wild evil things. Now you are the person that ordered in the mind.
Find them
corrupted, spoiled seven times than the state they were in before. If there is a revival like this one, God's final back on this planet Earth, where he's called all nations work with him, which caused him to leave many troubles happen under the sun.
That
will come the group of angels who bind with chains. You know, born again, you go out there, show yourself. You contend against knowledge like today. No, they are born again out there who try to hurt you.
And they say,
shall bind them ourselves, we shall not send angels. Now you see Apostle Peter, they prayed prayers of binding demons. But he used to say that no, we did bind them physically. Angels went and bind them in the chains of darkness. And he meant there are angels of chains.
Yes. Since
you were first prayed prayers of warfare, them to pray to them so the angels of chains are bound to the demons. And they showed you where they bind them from, in the chains of darkness. And they said the chains there, to they bind them to the day of judgment. Guarantee of binding. Bind them to the day of judgment. Don't just bind, leave it hanging, no guarantee attached. You see, when we believe, God gives us a guarantee of his spirit. Things of God are in wisdom, not these of sons of men, which involves darkness of ignorance. But where there is the much light of knowledge.
So,
now, as we summarize,
each
of the fourth group of angels of the chains, Apostle Peter said in the second Peter, chapter 2, verses 4, and he says like this.
Ebaluwa ya Petere yokubiri, esuri yokubiri, noru njiriri oruokuna.
2 Peter chapter 2 verses 4.
Kuba obanga katunati yasonyu wa malaika, bwebayo noona. Na yena haba sura murukonko, na haba waye liobunyo wechizikiza. Okuba kuumira, nti, okuba kuumira omusango. Olinyo lokutano. Era,
you see, Apostle Peter said, according to prayers they prayed, they
saw
angels had been chased from heaven. When they were chased with Satan, they saw a portion of those fallen angels had been captured. And he said, if God did not spare those fallen angels, but he cast them in hell under darkness. You know, darkness is in the bottomless pit. Apostle Jude, we
are
in the same prayer with these apostles. These enjoyed prayers, which we are enjoying them. I know you joined on them to enjoy them. And they work instant. Because they are prayed the way they are meant to be. By the Spirit of God leading us. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let's read in the Jude we hear. Jude chapter 1 verse 6.
Neba malaika abatakuma bukumi bwabwe bo. Abatakuma bukulu bwabwe bo. Naye ne baleke ekifo kyabwe bo bennyini. abakuumira mu njegereza ennaku zonna wansi w'ekisiikirize nti wansi w'ekizikiza olw'omusango ogw'okulunaku olukulu.
Yes.
Munjegere
in the chains, under darkness, in the bottomless pits.
Injegere zina galanti,
the chains have a guarantee to bind to the day of judgment. Now born again, you child of God, wherever you are, this God's final work on the planet
Earth,
the revival and restoration of the gospel of salvation, the gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
It's
not that we're going to spoil that Satan spoiled. Satan spoils, he brings things which are corrupted. He puts them in place. We have come spoil them. But before you bind them, everything you spoil is what they resume to do. And they prove the way you appeared in the world, they have to change the corruption they put on the people. Now if you do discover that, you first call the army of angels of chains. Capture, bind them. After the gospel of spoiling works of Satan passes through, don't you see that? You think, why are you seated down there? Now you understand. If the other who confused your head would never cause them to be bound, everything would have taught is what they would have blotted from your mind. Now you're seated down there.
Now,
you revival spell works of the evil Satan are done in you. For we first caused them to be bound. The one had been sent to you to spoil you. It's a marvelous work. You see, preaching people and no one gets settled. For you did cause binding of those, spoiling those people. You send them in the deserts every day, they get back to those people. In the ocean, they go corrupt all the fishermen there. After you move the dry land and the sea to turn one person to salvation, after they become a child of hell two times,
if
they discover it, you have been changing that person. And you did cause them to be bound. Now salvation, it's to get be very interesting from this year 2020 when it began. Yes. We shall need the fifth group of the angels.
He
is the angel of the creations. It concerneth the sun and the moon.
You
stand still till we fight to win.
You
want to see of animals and they are involved in God's work. The insects, the birds, the fish, them too are involved in God's work. You just call angel of water, angel of creations. It is the fifth group. And you see the era of the prophet Moses. How did they appear when he got the Israelites from Egypt? And they appeared what? The rivers. They turned into blood. The frogs. Into Pharaoh's palace. The gnats. All of them in the work. When the age of creations arrives, that's why the animals don't know of the cry from under the ground. We pray to him from the 27th October 2019, reaching 1st December 2019,
that
come in the God's final
moment.
Now there are things which are there. They are very interesting. And they work, we've not commanded much per se. But we're about to command. The mountains be shifted from here to another location. For he says, those with such faith will approach the mountains. But they work with who? Angel of the creation. Angel of water.
Wow.
Amazing. This work has gotten to be interesting. Revelations chapter 16. Verse 3 to 5, he says what? Revelations chapter 16 from verse 3.
Owokubiri nafuka ekibyakye mu nnyanja, ne wabaawo omusaayi ng'ogw'omufu, na buli mwoyo omulamu ne gufa, n'ebyo ebyali mu nnyanja. Olunya olw'okuna, owokusatu nafuka ekibyakye mu migga ne mu nsulo, ne mu nsulo z'amazzi, ne wabaawo omusaayi. Olunya olw'okutaano, ne mpulira malayika w'amazzi ng'ayogera nti, gwe mutuukirivu, gwe abaawo era eyabaawo, gwe mutukuvu.
Yes.
Malayika w'amazzi.
Angel of waters. It is the angel of creations. Because they said, out of the water let there come creations, different kinds. That one. The era of Prophet Moses. You know, they have come back. Now you see rivers out there where you are. They turn into blood. And you see river. Water levels have increased much. The river, they have swallowed it into the ground. Entered into the ground and finished away. The ground moved away. The animals.
This
animal is crying from the ground inside there. And the horses are flying in the sky.
You see dragon in the
sky? Is that not dragon in the sky? That one.
He was asked,
come get involved in this final work on the planet Earth. Right from 27th October.
October 2019.
Up to now we still ask that they work beyond. That's why the world at the new troubles from when 2020 began. Just seen a few of them, my brethren. Yes. Heard in Revelation 16, the verse 3
unto 5,
when rivers turn to blood,
and
those who drink, they die, things within the waters die. The angel alone responsible move rivers as you drink and you commit evils after. Say, Lord, you are worthy, do more evils unto them. That's why I
pray,
angel of creation, you prayed long back, is worthy to do them, Lord. Do them more till all of us humble under the hand of God. To obey the word of God. Now, if you don't want to obey God, go and repent again. You recreate yourself, okay? Then we know how you are your own creator. And God get a place of your own, you create yourself. And it's not the heavens and earth which are there. Neither above the heavens, we shall know you are a creator creating your own self.
And
you created a place where you are dwelling.
This
one who got angered of this prayer. Apostle, how dare you say God squeeze press us till we've all humbled to him?
You
don't want to obey humble to him. I've told you what you have to do. You go recreate yourself and get a place you recreate yourself from. And it's not the heavens and earth which are. Neither above the heavens, for he's the one up there. Get, I don't know where, but you get somewhere. You have freedom to rebel against him when you are there.
Musumba omuntu ngayagala eddembe eryobutagondera
Katonda. Want to not to obey God,
to mubulide gyabakola
what they should do to qualify for that.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much. So,
Now that angel of water is responsible of all creations. Right from all the stars, animals, insects, and the birds, to come get involved in God's work. All animals, even those you've never seen. Because when it speaks in Genesis chapter 1, verse 11,
it
began speaking of water like this.
Genesis chapter 1 from
verse 11,
Katonda nayogera nti ensemere ebimera omuddo ogubala ensigo omuti ogwebibala ogubala ebibala mu ngeri yaagwo ogulimu ensigo yaagwo ku nsi bwe kityo bwe kyali. Olunyolo 12, ensi n'emera ebimera omuddo ogubala ensigo mu ngeri yaagwo n'omuti ogubala ebibala ogulimu ensigo yaagwo mu ngeri yaagwo.
Yes.
Ogimanyi nti omuti emiti egyo okumera.
You know that those trees to grow.
Malaika wa mazzi yamala fukirira nsi.
The angel of water first watered the earth.
Okusinna kulubirebire sule yokubiri.
According to Genesis chapter 2.
Olunyiriri okutandika ku lwokutaano.
Starting from verse 5.
Okuyingira olw'omusanvu.
Reaching the verse 7.
Lutagena kusomanga kati nayo jazisoma.
That we are not to read now, but you've read them.
Kati ebirala ebyebimera byebyabirawo.
Others of the plants, that's what happened.
Abivunanjibwako.
Them too is responsible of them.
Avunanjibwa ku nkuba.
Is responsible of the rainfall.
Okujiyimiriza okutonnya oba obutatonnya.
Stop it to rain or not to rain. As in the era of Prophet Elijah.
There
are the same eras have come to be in again. We are in Genesis. Genesis chapter 1 verse 12.
Ensi n'emera ebimera omuddo ogubala nti omuddo ogubala ensigo mu ngeri yaagwo n'omuti ogubala ebibala ogulimu ensigo yaagwo mu ngeri yaagwo Katonda n'alabanga birungi. Olunyolo 13, ne buba akawungeezi ne buba enkya olwe lunaku olwokusatu. Olunyolo 14, Katonda n'ayogera nti wabeewo ebyaka mu bbanga ly'eggulu byawulenga emisana n'ekiro bibenga ng'obubonero n'ebiro n'ennaku n'emyaka.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kimanyi nga Katonda bwe yali atonda mu lubereberye essula esookoonyi olusooka.
We know when God created in Genesis 1 verse 1 and 2.
Si yalire njereere.
The earth was empty.
Mazzi ge gaaliwo.
Water was upon the deep.
Kimanyi ne munyenye mwezaava.
You know even the stars came from the water. They were made from it, their bodies.
He's
still responsible of them. Yes.
That is me.
Now read me verse 16, we see.
No, Tusoma 2:21.
Genesis chapter 1 verse
21. Genesis chapter
1
verse
20. Katonda n'atonda balukwata abanene na buli ekirina obulamu ekyewalula amazzi kye gazaala mu ngeri zaabyo na buli ekibuuka ekirina ebyoya mu ngeri yaakyo.
Animals, insects, and the birds.
Malaika wa maziro wa butonde.
Angel of the water of that the creation.
Yes, God, the mulimu gwe
kumogu. The one remained in that same work.
Ere muliro butonde yo mazi.
If you hear creation, nanga buli mulimu kati. In the water, and now they are in the work.
Mumanye tuwasaba malaika oyo kujja mulimu
kusembayo. That angel to come in this final work. The final back of God on this planet Earth. The revival and resurrection of the greatest of the gospel of salvation. Where God has called on nations to work with Him.
Cause
to live from when 2020 began. He left many troubles to happen on the world. That He will call nations after He's humbled them.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
And even the creations found under the earth. Yet they are hidden in the mountains as they are growing from there.
Is
the same angel commanding all those. According that we read in Revelation chapter 5. And I heard the creations even those under the earth. Revelation chapter 5 verse 13.
Na buli kitonde ekiri mu ggulu ne ku nsi ne wansi w'ensi ne ku nnyanja n'ebirimu byonna nti ne kubikulirwa essula ya 5 olunyole 13.
Revelation chapter 5 verse 13.
Na buli kitonde ekiri mu ggulu ne ku nsi ne wansi w'ensi ne ku nnyanja n'ebirimu byonna n'embiwulira byonna nga byogera nti eryo yatudde ku ntebe n'eryo omwana gw'endiga omukisa gubenga n'ettendo n'ekitiibwa n'amaanyi n'emirembe n'emirembe.
Yes.
Kakati kankubuulire.
Now let me tell you.
Niwo butonde mujawulireyo mu nsozi nga bubaddeyo.
Kuva wansi w'ensi. In the under the earth the dinosaurs and they've been down there.
Kati mukyawulira maroboozi.
And you know more hear the voice of their crying.
Munatera okuwulira.
You are about to hear.
Asani de.
He is worthy.
Wechitibwa. Katonda weje.
God Almighty.
Mugenda okunoonya ekyogera.
You will look for what is speaking.
Gante.
And it's a cow.
Simanje muna asibira.
I don't know where you will reach to in hiding.
Katunda ke. Muche awulirambo bisoro bikaba.
Still your animals crank.
Mulinde okwogera.
You wait them speak. God will never give His glory to another. At the end of all things, everything has to honor Him. And when the book scroll is opened, the Revelations 5 where you've read, right from verse
6,
and you reach the verse
13,
the scroll of the Bible was first removed and opened. And the seal taken off. All animals come out. That
because
thus will come angel of creation.
For
we have work with them in
this.
They are on the work preparing the world. People are all scattering around. For the animal spoke. He's crying.
A network
is
crying.
Will you look under the earth? It's crying from which location? As if it's crying in the mountains.
Mountain.
Under it, it's flat.
Things.
Angel of creation has he not arrived? You will see him. And that is just the beginning. The year 2020. He told it to us. Satan has done his evil works.
God
is to raise a great standard. But remember, the Spirit of the Lord raised the standard to fight with Satan. That's why the standard we speak by. Our creations have been put on the work. They have been working, they are wearing tired. They have been interceding, we get lined, we never settle. Now them to say no.
Our
Lord, angel of creation and water, we too want to work. Have you seen Pastor Benjamin? Angel of creation has he not arrived? Remember creations in Romans chapter
8
from verse
18
unto 20. They have been interceding, yet human beings do not get aligned. Now they say we have changed the way of work. We want to show people that God is there. Ever since we kept silent, not speaking,
let
them leave us speak in the homes of your people. And you find the hen, it will tell you, you adulterer, where are you going? And then you see what will follow next.
Romans chapter 8
verse
18. Kubanga okutunulira nnyo kw'ebitonde kulindirira okubikulirwa kw'abaana ba Katonda.
Okutunulira nnyo kw'ebitonde.
The honest looking at the creation.
It's
been awaiting us to become children of God.
We
are led by the Spirit of God. And we prepare to get back to
heaven.
Yes, creations of looked, or people get more corrupted. It's the Lord. You tell that apostle, our apostle. You know, me too, I'm their apostle. In this work, they ask and pray a prayer to call us. Call the angel in charge of us, the one of water and
creation.
We are tired of human beings. They get more corrupted. Now you're going to hear what was music in the city.
And
animals are the ones singing. In the world there is going to appear things just as you see they were in Egypt. Even beyond
the
era of Prophet Moses. Of creation lively coming to appear in the work with his creations. People will hear voices they don't know of. They will hear the crying, forgive us. People crying, where are they? Yet creations are the ones crying. You hear the next verse.
They have been
interceding silently. You first read. Romans chapter 8, verse 19.
Kubanga okutunulira ennyo kw'ebitonde kulindirira okubikulwa kw'abaana ba Katonda. Olinnya olwabiri. Kubanga ebitonde byateekebwawo okufugibwa obutaliimu. Si lwa kwagala kwabyo wabula ku bw'oyo eyabifugisa mu kusuubira. Abiri mu lumu nti era n'ebitonde byennyini nabyo biriweebwa eddembe okuva mu kufugibwa okuvunda okuyingira mu ddembe ly'ekitiibwa ky'abaana ba Katonda. Olw'22 kubanga tumanyinga ebitonde byonna bisinda era birumirwa wamu okutuusa kaakano.
Ebitonde bibadde mu kusinda.
Creations have been groaning.
Mukama,
Lord,
sonyiwa,
forgive.
Nenga biri silent.
Yet they do it silent.
Kati mugenda ulira ko kerere.
Now you're going to hear voice.
Forgive them, Lord.
Mukama,
Lord.
People ask,
if you see the
those not frogs of the waters, forgive them, they did
what?
All along they have been groaning and interceding. And you think they are making their final noises. You will hear a real voice. My God. They have been silently interceding.
Kati yebyo mukyali kumabaga musimayi mwaulide simayi
just the beginning that you had animals cry within the ground.
Ngenda ulira amaziga agadda.
You're going to hear of real tears.
What to sonywe ayi mukama.
Give us a Lord.
Tukwono nyenyo.
You've seen most of you.
Egwanga lino lyonna.
All this nation.
Nayo manyu. Rachi bigena chikola.
But you know why they're going to do that?
Gusomolu nyo ruddako.
You read the next verse you hear.
Abalumi esule yo 8 no runyiriri olwabiri mosatu.
Romans chapter 8 verse 23.
Era se chochoka na yera nafe. Abaline ibale bereberi ebyomoyo. Era nafe tusinda munda yafe. Ngatulindirira okufuka abana.
Akagirikola bisewa abaline ibibara secho chokante bobe obutonde bade bwegairira.
Not that only creation have been groaning by themselves.
Nena fabaine ibare bire
bire. Even we with the first fruits.
Nadala bine ibyo mulimo guno ogwa revival.
Of this work of revival.
Katukura wa munabo.
We groan together with them.
Mutubaga muveyo mule anensi.
Tell them come out and prepare the world.
Muveyo mule kanirensi.
Come make noise for the world.
Chebagendo kola.
That is what they are going to do.
Malaika obutonde nga ayita munga abukunga.
Angel of creation passed through to mobilize them.
Ngabu yakungo obwayingira muri ato lya Noah.
He mobilized those who entered the ark of Noah.
Bobo wakanandisi abukunga.
Yes,
abukunga.
I is not the one who mobilized them.
Gwe wabukunga.
He who mobilized them.
Katumalirize ne mubulizi.
Let's finish with Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
Ichivira ko malaika wobutonde no butonde bwo kujja muri muguru.
What cause angel of creation and his creations to come in this world?
Butonde bukou.
Creations are weary, tired.
Okuhereza ngabantu bulijjo.
To always serve human beings.
Nabe yongera mkuono oneka nokwewa eri sitan.
Increase to get spoiled and to hand over themselves to Satan.
Fuche badde eri katonda omuyinza ebintu.
Instead of turning to God Almighty.
Omubulizi esule esoka n'olunyiriri olwokuna.
Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 4.
Emirembe emirala gigenda n'emirembe emirala gijja ensi n'ebeererawo ennaku zonna. Olunyo olwokutaano era n'enjuba evaayo enjuba n'egwa n'eyanguwa okugenda mu kifo kyayo gy'eva. Olunyo olwomukaaga empewo egenda eri obukiika obwa ddyo n'ekyukira obukiika obwa kkono. Ekyukakyuka buli kiseera mu kutambula kwayo, empewo nedda nate mu kwetooloola kwayo. Olunyo olw'omusanvu, emigga gyonna gigenda mu nnyanja naye ennyanja tejjula, mu kifo ky'emigga gye gigenda eyo gye gigenda nate. Olunyo olw'omunaana, ebintu byonna bijjudde obukoowu.
Byonna,
all things.
Tebereezaamu eminembe gigenda.
Imagine generations go and the others come.
Teba fayani ateke enjuba mubwengula.
They don't care who put the sun in the sky.
Ere gende etya nedda.
How does it go and come back?
Abantu.
People.
Nebasa kumpe wegena nedda.
And they breathe of the wind going and coming.
Nebasa nebewana.
And they breathe praise themselves.
Nebakulu obutali butuukirifu.
And they do unrighteousness.
Nebasubira era empewo endala ejja kudda basse.
Expect more wind will come and they will breathe.
Emiga gigenda.
Rivers go.
Munyanja netajjula.
And the does not get filled up, and they rotate the world, and humans drink, and the foods grow, people self-eat. All creations reach to be weary,
and
be watch of a human being. We as creations, we have no shrines. Humans, why do they make shrines?
That
humans have a problem, a virus of Satan in the heads. The other creations were said by God. But you don't find animals which have shrines. Neither the birds. Neither the insects. Neither the plants. They all worship the same God. Even their belief is one, it is God. People get different beliefs, but those beliefs are not right. They even don't deceive themselves. That the belief of the norms, cultural beliefs were the first. To believe in the demons of the dead. Adam worshipped whose demon?
No,
even Abel. Because they worshipped and they were given offerings.
Now, Adam,
if Abel and Cain were the first on this world, they were worshipping the winds of which ancestors of theirs. Humans just to get maddened in the head. But you know, seven groups of angels arrived
back,
as those prayers are. This involving the angel of creation. You're going to take a pig in the shrines, and you take it, it goes alarming, saying,
yes,
human beings, you're going to see amazing things. More than even that you think of this year to be a wild hard year. May God bless you. We shall come back to the remaining two groups of angels. But we finish the seven.
And
then we go ask for spiritual gifts. As we ask the prophetic prayer to be given. From the 27th of October 2019 to reaching the 1st December 2019. Prayers prepare all the world for God's final back on the planet Earth,
revival
and the restoration of the gospel of salvation, as the light of the word of God is, where God has called on nations to work with him in that world. But for their ignorance, so he left their 2020 be a hard year, that he can humble the nations, that the year of their call. May God bless you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, by the Holy Spirit, the armies of angels serving us.
Amen.
Amen.